Alex Reporter, the Post Median. Mr. Matajan, when you look at this matchup, two quarterbacks that should be putting up good numbers, and they are, like, in yardage, but not in TDs. Do you think either one unlocks the old TD box and starts, firing sixes all over the place tonight?
Man, you have to think, Strud, sooner or later. I mean, these guys got to where they are not by accident, right? Sooner or later, things have to click.
Yeah.
It's been such a long time away. The more precision offense, I guess, I'm guessing that the longer it's going to take to kind of get back. I mean, these guys aren't chucking up Matt Nichols bricks here. They're known to be pretty accurate. So it's only a matter of time, I'm thinking.
Jerry, right now it looks like Justin Renfro will get the start at right tackle. Kyle Saxlett in at left tackle. How much of a boost do you think Saxlett will be getting into the lineup for the first time this year?
Yeah, boy, and I hope he's healthy and ready because they sure can use a break at that spot, man. They didn't even make it into training camp, as you well remember, before they were down, four veteran bodies, three to retirement, and last year's starting tackle, Colin Kelly, made it all the way into the 10-day quarantine or week-long or whatever it was, and sitting in his room, figure he's going to, pound out some more push-ups and ends up suffering a season-ending pectoral injury. So they need a break there. If Kyle Saxlett is the one to provide it, great, good on him. This is an American through and through, trained, made his way up down south of the border. And then happened to find out later, making his way to, I believe it was the Saskatchewan Rough Riders mini camp down south somewhere. Hold on, your mom was born in Canada? And, eyebrows started to raise. Fast forward to the draft, Edmonton took him. He got in some games last year, some growing pain games, I would call it. And boy, they are sure ready for him to, come back from, I think it was a back injury kept him out of a lot of training camp. So I just hope he's good and ready to go, and he's not just being forced in here because they absolutely need someone there. I hope this is his time.
Getting back to Trevor Harris and his, inability to get the ball into the end zone, a lot of people are saying, well, he just got to look further downfield and just go for it. Is it easy to transition from, what they've had so far in the red zone to that?
It's not what Jamie Elizondo is all about. It's not what he's been known for as an offensive coordinator for a long time in this league. And it's not what him and Trevor Harris did back in Ottawa together. For three seasons there. It's a very precise passing game predicated on a lot of short stuff to set up the longer stuff. But you're right, we haven't seen much of the long ball, the deep ball. Sure, Mike Jones has come up with a couple, but man, where is all the talk from back in the offseason when Darrell Walker was brought back into the mix here, where him and Greg Ellingson, who by far the most productive receiver the CFL has had in the last five seasons they played. All the talk was if defenses want to double up on one of those guys, it's going to open the door for the other one. Yes, Darrell Walker's been, quite impressive. Maybe not back to his former self, what we're used to seeing here numbers-wise, but, boy, where has Greg Ellingson been? One reception for 1 yard last week. That's not what we're used to seeing from somebody who's looking to make it six consecutive seasons with 1,000 receiving yards. So it would be nice to get both those guys going. If not, start getting some triple digits, some 100-yard receiving games out of one or the other here.
Jerry Matajan joining us here on the Jason Greger Show. We're talking Elks as they're set to take on the BC Lions. Kickoff at 8 o'clock. Our pregame coverage on TSN 1260 with Iwanek and Salas gets going at 7 o'clock. Looking at the defensive side of the ball, we saw Brian Walker get out there on practice, but still not going to be getting into the starting role. Looks like Darius Williams is going to hold down that spot, at least on the depth chart. But do you think Walker will start to get some reps there and try to get that starting spot back?
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, he was the one penciled in training camp. I mean, it was kind of a blindside to hear a couple of them, were stuck in COVID protocols heading into last week's game. And he was one, obviously, Sir Vincent Rogers, the other, and he came out and spoke publicly about his experience with that. So depending on where, you know, Brian Walker is, how that sort of thing affected him. And you know, he had to obviously sit out some time in quarantine. So he was obviously not game ready enough to be listed as a starter. But boy, Darius Williams playing in his place at that coverage linebacker spot, left a little to be, envied for sure. He had that, big touchdown on him, on his guy when, Montreal player made a diving catch at the three, got up and basically just trotted in for the big score. And he, here's Darius, you know, running around in a circle around him, instead of touching him down. So, he certainly, can use some more experience, and hopefully, that ends up happening and they have a good 1-2 punch at that position.
Breaking down the Edmonton Elks, who take on the BC Lions tonight. The pregame show goes tonight at 7 p.m. with Jerry Matajong, Elks reporter from Post Media, joins us right now. You know, it's interesting. I always see kind of like two friends go at it. Aaron Grimes and Michael Riley, you know, guys have won together. They've played a lot of ball together. You know, do you see anything going on between these two guys and, you know, one trying to get the better of the other?
Certainly. I mean, Grimes said it himself this week. You know, as good as the Elks have been on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they have the top passing defense in the league so far out of the gates here. And of course, they're coming up against a BC Lions offense. Like you mentioned right at the top of the interview here, you know, nobody's got more passing yards than BC does. But boy, Grimes said they sure would like to have a takeaway in their favor. The Elks have coughed up 5 turnovers so far on the season, 3 with the interceptions in opening week, and a couple of turnovers on downs, including one on 3rd and 1 in the red zone. So that's just outlines the struggles they've been having. But on the flip side, the defense hasn't been, you know, the ball hawks that everybody was hoping they would be. So how fitting would it be if Aaron Grimes pulls down a big pick here on his former teammate?
Jerry Matajong of Post Media joining us here discussing the Elks as they set to take on the BC Lions tonight. One last question for you from me and the safety position, a spot where you hope you can get some turnovers. It's been kind of a rotating position between the Canadian safety. Scott Hutter got the first start, then we saw Eric Blake, and now it's veteran Jordan Hoover getting the start tonight. What do you think he brings to this team?
Yeah, well, for sure some experience, just like you mentioned. He is the most veteran guy at that spot. Ran into some difficulties. Not sure what the story is there. I understand it's more to do with a mental wellness thing that landed him on the 6-game injured list to start the season. Fortunately, he came back off that well before 6 games happened, and you know, he's feeling well enough and good enough, physical enough, and he's back in the mix here. I'm looking at that spot to be a little more stable than we've seen the past couple weeks.
Matajong, thanks a lot. Any predictions for tonight, big guy?
Yeah, no, I just hope, I'm hoping for an Elks win, just so we have a little bit different things to talk about in this week coming up here.
Yeah, cause it's pretty hard, like, you know, and I guess the last one, do you think it's a must-win for them, considering the short season?
Well, it's a short season. This is their first of 3 on the road. They dropped 2 games out of the gates, both of them at home. That's not an enviable position to be in, especially if you got a rookie, first-time CFL head coach in Jamie Elizondo. You want to get him a W under his belt, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. Jerry, thanks a lot. Enjoy the game. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.